I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in at this time Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, man. How you doing? Everything's good.
We are doing good as well. Now, there are things that, you know, in your life in basketball, and especially once you got into coaching, there are things that fans say, and then there are things that coaches say. And they don't always match up. You hear fans say sometimes, you look at the Niagara game the other night, and you guys had been rolling into that Niagara game, played a tight game with Iowa, was your only other loss. Well, sometimes a loss can be good. Is that things that fans say and coaches say, or just fans say?
I mean, it is stuff that both say, you know, maybe for different reasons. But it is something sometimes that coaches say after they calm down and, you know, after a loss, after you calm down and you maybe gain a little bit of perspective from it. Not that it could be a good thing for you, but if used right, it can be a learning experience. And if you know, everyone understands what's going on. You know, I certainly think the Niagara loss, look, in a lot of ways, I don't know if you've watched my face or if you've seen a clip or whatever, but when that layup did not go in, I kind of chuckled, because as much as I wanted to win the game, we did not deserve to win the game. And if we would have won in that fashion especially, I'm not sure if the message would have been as clear, you know, right afterwards, but especially the following days, of what we have to do in order to put ourselves in a position to have a chance to be a good team. To be a good team, I should say. You know, one of the things with our group is that for the first 8 games, I thought that we were as tough and really tougher than everyone that we played. I thought that we were more competitive, and I thought that we played harder. And that's something, since I took this job, that I've been telling our guys, you know, we're not going to be the most talented team, and that's no disrespect to us. That's just the reality. But here are the things that we can be. You know, we can be as tough or tougher than anyone we play. We can be, you know, as competitive. We need to be more competitive. And we need to be together. And for the first time, Colin, since I've been here at Pitt, last Monday, you know, this past Monday was the first time that we were not that. And so we were not deserving of winning. When we got down 12 with about 7.5 minutes left, we decided to become those things again. But by that time, it was too late. And Niagara played harder than us. They were more together than us. They were more competitive than us throughout the game. And that's the thing that I was most disappointed in, because there was nothing that we could do as a staff to kind of get them out of that as it was happening. We saw it. I kind of knew that it was coming. But for the first time, I couldn't reach our group. I couldn't reach our team to get us out of it.
It's a cliched term, Jeff, but was it a trap game, especially with so many freshmen so crucial to your team? The games that Colin just described, the win against St. Louis, the Iowa game, the City game victory, and West Virginia on the horizon, was it a soft spot where it becomes challenging to keep those freshmen intent in the same way in a game against Niagara?
You know, I think sometimes, and I don't think this is just in sports, I think this is in life too, I think sometimes your biggest opponent is human nature. And sometimes that's who you have to fight. That's who you have to beat, is human nature. And so I think it was one of those human nature games. And I think human nature kicked our butt. You know, I think one of the things that's going on with our team is, you know, with the returning guys, there was not much success last year. And I think the thing, I guess the thing I would say that I, you know, people have asked me, is there anything you've been surprised by since you've been here? And initially the answer was no. You know, now that we have some games under our belt, I would say the thing that I'm probably most surprised, maybe not surprised by, maybe like I didn't really realize, is how scarred our returning guys are that played last year from what they went through last year. You know, I've heard stories now that I didn't know, but I've heard these guys talk about, you know, how difficult it was, and, you know, go into detail about, you know, people coming to games with paper bags over their heads and different things like that. And so I think what's happened is that we've had success. And even our one loss to Iowa, you know, if you just listen to kind of the stuff around, you know, it's almost like we won. You know, the only difference is that the mark goes on the right side, you know, in the loss column. But everything else, stuff that was written, stuff that these guys hear, and as much as we try to get them to not pay attention or listen, you know, they hear, they see, they read what's on social media. And so that was almost like a win. And so with what – and then the freshmen don't know. I mean, they don't know anything. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure all this stuff out. And so with everything that's happened, it's been really good stuff and positive things said. And sometimes – and then you have the Duquesne game, which is a city game, which is a rivalry. And we won that game. And we wanted, you know, at the end, in it was closer than the final score was, but again, the final score is what the final score is. And so I think Monday against Niagara was human nature. And I thought human nature got the best of us. I thought we started to believe a little bit some of the things that were written, some of the things that have been said. And I thought we started to feel like, you know what, we are really good. And the message that I told them afterwards is that we are pretty good. And we can be pretty good when we do those things that we've done the first eight games. We were out of character, and we couldn't get back in character. And that's the thing for me that was most disappointing. Not the loss, but it's the manner in which we lost.
And you get right back to it on Saturday in Morgantown, play West Virginia in a game that means a lot to a lot of people in these parts. I don't need to tell you about rivalry games. You've been part of a million of them in your life. Number one, what have you heard that game means? And number two, what is it like to go up against Hugg and that defense that his team plays?
Well, you know, I've heard about the, you know, the backyard brawl and what it means, and what it means to the community, what it means to the fans, what it means to each university. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to experience it the first time, just like I was. You know, I was excited to experience the city game. Now, I don't know how excited I'm going to be on Saturday at noon when you're facing that defense, when you're facing, you know, that size and that athleticism and how relentless they are, especially on the offensive glass. You know, they're a good team, but they're a team that's trying to find their identity. They lost an awful lot. And when you lose a guy, especially in Carter, and he was a guy from afar. You know, I never played against him, never coached against him. But I'm a basketball fan, and from afar, I was a huge, huge fan of that kid, of that young man, and to watch his maturity, to watch his growth, and to watch how hard he played. And then I read his story. And so, you know, really, really, you know, a fan of his. I've always been a fan of Hugs. You know, him as a coach, he's a really, really good guy. And so I've always been a fan of his. And, you know, he's a really good dude. I've coached against him when I was at my first year at Oklahoma. He was at K-State. And then a couple of years later, I think my second year at OU, we took a team. We played at West Virginia. I think that was his first year. And so, you know, I know how rabid it is. I don't know how it's going to be for this rivalry, but I know the passion they have for their team.
Panthers head coach Jeff Capel with us here on the Fan Morning Show. To spin it back to the reaction to the Niagara game for just a moment, Jeff, if I may. How encouraged are you, and what's your reaction to Xavier Johnson going back out there after the game's over and shooting in an empty building? Is that tell you about the growth and the maturity of these young guys?
Well, you know, I didn't need to see that to know that. You know, I know those guys like to put in work. I know those guys like to, you know, be in the gym and things like that, you know. So in some ways it's cool, but I would have rather him put in the work during the game, you know, than to go back out afterwards and do it. You know, if you put in work during the game and you play the way you're supposed to play, then you don't necessarily have to do those things. A lot of times people do those things when they don't feel like they played well or played up to their standard. So on one hand, I appreciate the fact that he can acknowledge that, but to be completely honest with you, I would have much rather him done it, you know, during the game, so he doesn't have to go back out after Niagara and do that.
Tell me about last night. You know, all over NBA's Twitter. Your son looks just like I thought it was like a Steph Curry like look-alike contest. It's incredible. Yeah. But Kevin Durant did what for you guys?
Yeah. Well, you know, we got there a little bit early. Actually, a lot early. You know, it's their only time here. He's my son loves basketball. I mean, he's like got the bug, and it reminds me so much of me when I was his age. And I remember my dad, you know, taking me to an NBA game, me and my brother. And so, you know, Golden State was in town. You know, we practiced early. We actually went at 6 a.m. yesterday. So, you know, I wanted to do that. Jason Richards, who's on my staff, obviously played with Steph, is one of Steph's best friends. And so we had it set up where, you know, he would have a chance to meet Steph. You know, I know KD from coaching USA basketball a couple times. And so he got a chance, man, to see those two guys. He got a chance to be with Quinn Cook, Rodney Hood, two guys I coached when I was at Duke, DeMarcus Cousins. We got pictures, got to spend time, got to meet Steve Kerr. We did not know anything about the NBA TV thing. I have a picture with my son with Durant. But then a little bit later, it was actually after the game, I started getting texts from people, friends and people that I know. And they sent me the link. I hadn't seen it. They sent me the link, and I clicked on it, and it was really, really cool. So, look, man, it made my son's year to have a chance to do that and to meet guys that, you know, he plays 2K on the Xbox and on the Nintendo Switch every day, and he's constantly coming up to me, Daddy, look what I did with Durant. Look what I did with Steph. Look what I did. And last night at the game, to sit there and watch, and he's cheering for both teams because he's cheering for Cleveland when Rodney Hood's in the game and going crazy, and then he's cheering for Golden State in general, but especially when Quinn Cook is in. And so just a really amazing experience as a father to be able to do that with my son. First time he and I have just done something like that, so it was a really, really cool experience.
Great, great stuff.
Nice work,
yeah,
Dad.
NBA TV, by the way, they put out, KD takes some time for fans pregame. I tweeted them back. I said, put some respect in his name. That's Jeff Capel. What are you talking about,
man?
Some fans.
Really, really cool. And when we left to come back, I got, you know, I paid to get a driver, man, because I wanted to watch tape. And so as soon as we got back in the car, to drive back home last night, he zonked out, and I opened my laptop and started watching West Virginia and trying to make sure we're prepared. So it was a good, really, really good night, productive. Got to hang out with him and spend time and do some things and then to get some work done on the way back.
Great stuff.
Awesome.
Jeff, thank you so very much. We'll chat again next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
right,
Jeff.
The best. So cool. The best. Great stuff. Talk some basketball. Talk some life. Going up there to Cleveland. And you know what? That's a great place to go just if you want to shoot up and see an NBA game. And
yeah,
now that LeBron's not there, it's a little easier to get tickets.
Yeah. I talked to a buddy who's taking his family up on Saturday. He's like, yeah, we got them all for like $70.
Yeah, and if you can identify someone on the other team that you really want to go see play,
absolutely,
like all of Golden State, then you get up for those games.
Those,
you know,
ones were probably a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I think that – I don't know if they charge Jeff Capel. I'm thinking he had the ones that said COMP.
Yeah. He's got some connections.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows some people. Well, yeah. He knows some people.
Steph Curry is really tight with Jason Richardson.
Jason,
I mean,
yeah.
They played together in college, and they're big buddies. But
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.